My name is Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Thank you very much. And just a moment. Now, in which county in California do you currently live in?
I live in Tulare County.
Tulare County. Just a moment, please. Thank you. Now, and could you please tell me your zip code?
93267.
67. Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
I was born in 1953.
Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black?
Yeah. Yes? Yeah, I guess you could say I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I finished college.
Thank you very much. And moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
What are their names?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. I probably would. It all depends. I'm not voting for David Valadao if he's the Congress guy. I think he is. So probably the Democrat.
So would you say you lean towards the Democratic candidate?
For that office, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally as well. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, or just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Rudy Salas.
Favorable.
Thank you. Then we have David Valadao.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable. And I like Kamala. His voice since he's been in office. Kamala? Oh, unfavorable because she's in office right now and things are tough.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Is it the cost of a mortgage or rent, taxes, protecting democracy, healthcare, abortion?
Okay, protecting democracy.
And then we have, after abortion, we have Social Security and Medicare, border security, and inflation or the cost of living.
So you just want one of those?
One or two, if you want to.
Okay, with projecting democracy and inflation.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Very interested.
And on a scale of 1 to 10?
Would be 10.
10. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Jill Stein, the Green Party, the candidate for the Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Oh, I would probably stick with Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, the Democrat, and Steve Garvey, the Republican?
Oh, Steve Garvey.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, the Democrat, or David Valadao, the Republican?
Rudy Salas.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. And other than being the Democrat nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reason you would vote for Rudy Salas instead of one of the other candidates?
Because I don't like the other candidates.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. Next, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. And after each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one on the list we have... Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilitates across the Central Valley and the state.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. The next one is, David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dreams of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate with and work with both parties to find solutions.
I'm not voting for him regardless. I don't like this person.
So would you
however
say...
you can put that. Go ahead.
So would you say, hearing this, just for the purpose of the question, would you be more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely,
less
or
likely.
It makes no difference? Less
makes
likely?
Makes no difference.
Oh, makes
difference. No difference.
Thank you. Then we have David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
Makes no difference because the roads has not improved and other things haven't improved either. Makes no difference. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Thank you. Now we have David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare in schools, and support for military members buying a home.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the second to last we have, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved cultural, agricultural research, extended broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Baladeo?
No comment.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, the Democrat, and David Baladeo, the Republican?
I thought I answered that. I said I'd vote for Rudy Salas.
Yes, thank you. Now, thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? Is it Instagram? Yes or no?
Is it what? Instagram? No.
Oh, thank you. Then we have YouTube?
No.
National network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Sometimes.
How should I record your answer as yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have Snapchat?
No.
Google?
No.
TikTok?
No.
X, formerly known as Twitter?
No.
Digital websites?
No.
Cable news?
Yes.
Newspapers?
Yes.
Facebook?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Use both cable or satellite?
I just have cable.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm probably moderate.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Mr. Trump.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Probably middle class.
Thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.